that indeed non-marginal land could be not managed and in like manner.
Aren't we talking about a particular time frame in the 3 to 5 years preceding the date of this act?
There would be good land, maybe that would be not necessarily marginal, that would be not would not have been managed because it just wasn't managed.
But it wouldn't meet
one of the other tests. The other thing is that we are in a time frame.
Because I get confused with the other tests. How would that work?
May I borrow your copy of the bill?
Sure.
Representative, briefly, first have to go through an income test. If it wasn't managed, someone let it sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next test would be, would you look and see what the soil classification was? So if it was prime farmland that hadn't been managed, it wouldn't be declared marginal because it wouldn't fall on the correct soil classification.
And how about the necessary to maintain? Is that not also going to have to jump through that hoop?
Yes.
So I'm just trying to get the difference between 3 and 4, not necessarily. Yeah.
I think necessary to maintain gives, you know, lets the truck drive through the loophole.
Doesn't have to meet these other tests, though?
Well, if it was not necessary to maintain the farm operation that produced $20,000 or more in gross income in 3 of the 5 years preceding 1983, yeah, you're right, it has to meet the other, but the parcel I'm talking about could meet the parcelization test.
Isn't it easier to understand? I feel like it's contemporary, it's right now, is not necessary. We can look at that today, and you don't have to go back 15 years, maybe 1995.
We're not.
Or is this not the part that we go back to the 3 to 5 years preceding the test? Just the 3 to 5 years? So this would make it contemporary, would it? Contemporary criteria in 1995 versus one that goes back? I get confused with going through all these hoops, but.
No, this goes back where this has to be in 3 to the 5 years preceding the effective date of this act. So it has to occur from 83 goes back to starting in 78.
So it should be was not necessary number 4.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson. I've got three other people ahead of me. Representative Traynor.
Representative Priestley asked my question.
Representative Bradbury.
Just for a point of clarification, the number 3 option up there also includes following an income test of $20,000.
Yeah.
It was my understanding from the way Russ presented number 4 that it does not include an income test following it. So that is the biggest difference between the two, is it's not the words,
number
it's the
four?
Income test that follows it.
Number four
does not have an income test after it. That is the entire test. Was not necessary to maintain the agricultural operation, period.
Russ, could you clarify that?
Madam Chairman, Representative Bradbury, at the time Dick and I were discussing it yesterday, I was thinking of it as being in lieu of an income test. But if Mr. Priestley, Representative Priestley, wants it to be relating back to those 3 to 5 years, you could leave the income test in. It can work either way.
I don't understand. That's why I asked somebody to kind of go through the hoops and the difference of the two.
Well,
and right away everybody's confused, and that's what makes me nervous about a bill that's so important that we never get a straight twice through the hoops.
Representative Priestley, you inserted the word was and tied it back. I deliberately put the word is because I was thinking in terms of using it as a potentiality test. In other words, the capability of the land to maintain agricultural operation, and you could even include the income of $20,000 in that as a test of whether or not that land was essential to maintain a farm of that kind of productive capability. So there are some options with number 4. You could go several ways with it.
Madam Chair, may I speak to that question also?
Yes.
The problem with the contemporary test is that we have seen within the areas surrounding the cities speculators continuing to purchase a good farmland, hoping that sometime or other somebody is going to give, the urban growth boundary is going to change, and they will make a killing down the line from that speculation. It will be then to their advantage for them not to say that it was not necessary and not to manage it. But I think some of the other protections will take care of it at the third point.
Representative Van Leeuwen and then Representative Parkinson and Representative Hill.
I would like to move that we amend Representative Bradbury's motion on number 3 so that it says was not capable of being managed as, I've got one word wrong in that, that doesn't work right though, wasn't capable of being managed as an economic part, as an economic part of the farm unit or agricultural unit. Not capable of being managed as an economic segment. What?
I would think just the word capable would say it all.
What does that mean now?
Was not capable of being managed as. In other words, that addresses your soil types and your, and gets away with the person who purposely wasn't, or because they invested in the land, wasn't managing it. Help me say it better, but was not capable of being managed as an economic segment of the agricultural operation. What's that do? I move it anyway.
So, is there an income test in there or not?
Well, would, it would have to meet the other tests, except I wouldn't want it to.
Do you want to say it was not capable of being managed as an economic whatever to a farm operation that produced 20,000 or more gross income, or do you not want to include that portion?
Let me think
here.
Because the whole farm unit had $20,000 gross, and let me tell you, I can't pay my expenses, so it only a drop in the bucket. I want it to be separate from the whole farm thing. I mean, if the whole farm made that, and then this would exclude. Elizabeth, help me say what I want to say.
Elizabeth, do you want to work with her while we get a couple more questions here? Representative Parkinson and then Representative Hill.
My question is, any of these that are adopted would also be subject to local ordinances. The locals could make them more restrictive. Is that not correct? My other question is, we're talking about and number four, we're talking about agricultural operation, and the section refers to farm and forest. Is that correct? Just an attempt to expedite things, Madam Chair, I would move to substitute my motion for all previous motions. And that would be a number four with the change that says it's not necessary to maintain the agricultural or forestry operation.
Representative Parkinson moves that it is to amend all other amendments or substitute his amendment for the other two amendments that is not necessary to maintain the agricultural forest operation.
Can I speak to my motion?
Yes, Representative Parkinson.
That motion would not have an income test, and I would assume that the counties would further refine it as they saw fit. And probably most of them would make it more restrictive.
Representative Hill.
I'd like to suggest that we eliminate the income test and use number three, and instead insert that the proposed marginal land is not managed as part of a farm operation in 3 of the 5 calendar years preceding the effective date and is predominantly class 1 through 4 soils.
Representative,
we need a bigger platform.
I'd like to have each one of them take us through the hoop, if there are any hoops left, or what hoops are left.
Representative Hill, would you just repeat? I mean, please don't place it as a motion. We already have three on the table.
Okay. The proposed marginal land was not managed as part of a farm operation in 3 of the 5 calendar years preceding the effective date of the 1983 Act and is predominantly class 1 through 4 soils.
Understand.
So if the land was managed as part of a farm operation.
Any size.
Any size. And If the proposed marginal land consists of class 1 through 4 soils, and it was managed in 3 of the 5 years preceding the act, it would not meet the test.
Madam Chair, what's the definition of managed?
I don't know if there's a legal definition of managed. Representative, just hold that, Representative Hill, Representative Anderson, then Representative Tran. Yes, Representative.
I take Representative Hill's suggestion to be if we get rid of the income test, we still, of course, it's not named a part of, that's a test. Then that locks it into the soils test, which is B on the front page.
Correct.
And that means you leave the OR, and that means you take parcelization too. In other words, I think what the trade-off is, you take all three tests, only you eliminate the $20,000 or whatever it is, which was $10,000.
Yeah, you're right.
I like to think about that, but that may have a little bit of merit to it.
Representative,
two or three items, Madam Chair. First of all, Representative Anderson is correct. Representative Bill's proposal may have some merit, but I think we ought to get back to the issue that's in front of us first. Then if we don't do something else, we should look at that.
Yeah, we need to vote on motion. That's motion.
Representative Parkinson's motion, however, is one that I find interesting. And let me point out one other thought. And that whatever we do with this, and I recognize statutes are not forever, but they sometimes are for more than 2 years. Well, I'll have to keep quiet then. And whatever we do with this is simply locking, the way that the bill's written now, it's locking in to place a situation today that's not going to be true no matter what happens 5 or 10 years down the road. Representative Parkinson's proposal rather considers allowing for changes in agricultural operations, forest operations, over time, which can change what might be marginal or might not. And I think it makes more sense to do that, to have something that's flexible, leaving the local governments to where they can make the decisions that are necessary on those particular things. And I like the proposal first.
And to restate the motion, well, sorry.
This is the motion.
Representative Parkinson, we are moving on his motion to amend, which is not necessary to maintain the agriculture and forest operation. There's no open test in that. Is that correct?
I didn't hear that. It is not necessary.
It is not necessary to maintain the agriculture and forest operation.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
I think we'd have to understand that there would local government would have more flexibility, but also more responsibility under that option.
Clerk, any further discussion? Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Van Loon. Parkinson's motion.
Yes.
Yes. Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Gregory?
No.
Representative Hill?
No.
Representative Parkinson?
Aye.
Representative Priestley?
Aye.
Representative Traeger?
Aye.
Representative Truth? Chair Hooley?
No. Motion passes.
Madam Chairperson?
Representative Priestley.
I don't thoroughly understand the ramifications of this, but somehow I think by voting for this, I'll get to think about it some more. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, that was a motion to substitute. Now, do we need to adopt it?
Yes.
I would so move.
Representative Traeger moves that we adopt Representative Parkinson's motion, which reads, is not necessary to maintain the agriculture / forest operation. Any discussion? Representative Priestley.
Now Mr. Hill could make his motion and we can talk about it all, and I can maybe understand one or two of those options.
Representative Priestley, I realize my motion would be the same thing as number three with no income test if we kept B.
The additional language, yes.
Yeah. So it's really not, I wasn't looking at it comprehensively. So it's not necessary.
Any further discussion?
Well, Madam Chair.
Representative Bradbury.
This standard troubles me greatly. I can think of a lot of fairly productive farmland, as the Carnegie, as Lois just testified, that isn't necessary to maintain a farm operation. I mean, you know, there's lots of it that isn't necessary. There's lots of land that we don't necessarily need to keep in farm operation. If someone could continue to make a living from it, you know, what is necessary? What do we mean by necessary? Necessary to make a living? Necessary? What is it? I don't even, I mean, it just seems to me if somebody says, I don't need this, it's not necessary. And that's the only test that exists, is if someone says, I don't need this, that's it. So I'm going to continue to vote against this.
Correct. Representative Anderson.
I think we're just sort of brainstorming here. What if we substitute the word suitable for necessary?
Capable. Madam Chair.
Likely.
Representative Bradbury.
That's moving in the right direction. I would point out to the members of the committee that the way you've got it now without an income test, any farm operation, no matter how small, it may be a hobby farm that produces $2,000 a year, if it is part of that farm, if it's suitable to maintain that operation, it's not marginal, which I don't think is the intent of this bill. It's saying commercial agriculture capable of producing at least $20,000 gross income a year. You're not, if you can produce that, which as Representative Van Loon clearly states is not a very high figure in terms of commercial agriculture, if you can produce that, you don't qualify. But below that, you do potentially qualify. And both of these amendments that I see without that income test say that anything that's in any way part of a farm, whether it be a hobby farm or a commercial farm, cannot qualify as marginal land. I don't think that's the intent of the makers of this motion, but it's the effect of the motion.
Representative Parkinson.
Madam Chair, a question to Representative Bradbury, a very friendly question. This thing boils down.
I'm glad it's not
a meeting. More responsibility on the local level. Now, I would ask you the question. You know all these people, so in your opinion, would the planning directors, the planning departments in Coos and Curry County, and the county commissioners in those two counties, would they allow your counties to be exploited, all this land to be broken up and divided? Because they have to implement this. So the question is directly, do you have confidence that your county commissioners would continue to protect the land?
Representative Parkinson, I'm a firm believer in clear legislative direction if it's possible. And I think that, in fact, that gives an opposite signal than the signal that's attempted. It may not be quite achieved yet, but the signal that's attempted in the bill. I think that if they have no choice, they have to consider every agricultural operation, whether it's a hobby farm or a commercial farm. Let me put it this way, it can be litigated. Simply, it's an agricultural operation, it's getting an exclusive farm use assessment, and anybody who says it isn't, they can take them to court. So I just prefer to be very clear so that the people who have to carry this out know what we're talking about.
Representative Trigger and then Representative Hill.
I guess two or three thoughts, Madam Chair. First of all, under the proposal, remember we're still talking about it also meets either A or B. So we're talking about the land class still being in there. That's, you know, a starter. It's got to be part of partialization test, one of the other.
further looking at it, what are we going to let them do with this? Let's assume the local government says, gee whiz, we think maybe that one fits this qualification and it meets one of these other two. So we're not talking about the, first of all, the good farmland down to 5 through 8. Now what are we going to let those folks do with that? We're going to let them break it up into 20 acre chunks at the most, at the least, I should say. And so I don't think that we're really damaging anything that much if, in fact, local government decides they want to do something.
I would remind you, Representative Traird, we went down to 10 acres. And we opened up a lot of record on it. So.
Yeah. There's a motion before us, Madam Chair.
I'm waiting for Larry. He's going to say something. Clarify this for me.
No, we have no motion before us.
Well, Larry, yes, well, I thought we do. We have a motion to adopt the...
Oh, yes, I'm... Representative Trey, any further discussion on the motion? Representative Trahan moves that we substitute for the income test, and this be done individually by the counties, is not necessary to maintain the agriculture and the forest operation. The proposed, it would read, the proposed marginal land is not necessary to maintain the agricultural and forest operation. Then you would delete from the language then in 3 of the 5 preceding years, so forth.
What part's going to be deleted?
You would delete on page 1 of the proposed amendments under A, lines 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Excuse me.
14, I think 15 should stay in there.
We've already deleted that yesterday.
The and is left in there.
The and is left in.
I think of that.
You would delete all of that and you would substitute the proposed marginal land is not necessary to maintain the agriculture and forest operation, period. Then the other test would be, and they would have to meet that first test, that it's not necessary to maintain that operation. The second test would be either parcelization or soil classifications. Any further discussion? Representative Van Leeuwen.
I would like to amend that in a way that might be more acceptable. To add to it, is not necessary to maintain the ag and forestry operation because the parcel is incapable of making a significant economic contribution. The parcel is incapable of making a significant economic contribution. A friendly motion? Friendly amendment?
No.
Representative Van Leeuwen moves that we amend the motion to read at the end of the line, because the parcel is incapable of making a significant economic contribution. Any discussion? Clerk, would you call the roll?
I want to have somebody say why they don't like that or why that's not friendly.
Well, Madam Chair, I think it tends to, again, get us back to about where we were at. And when you start determining what is that significant, how was your wording?
Because the parcel is incapable of making a significant economic contribution.
And I think that, again, would open the whole thing up to the point where it just doesn't make sense.
There's your Brimrock Representative Anderson.
Madam Chair, the word significant is, what's that term I can't pronounce?
Litigious. I think necessary is every bit as litigious as you talk about litigious words.
The whole thing's a big piece of litigation at this point.
Any further discussion? Representative Van Leeuwen's motion. You would add, at the end of this, is not necessary to maintain the agricultural operation because the parcel is incapable of making a significant economic contribution. Representative Hill.
Means that the county court would have to determine what an economic contribution is, that the parcel is incapable of making it, and that if it is incapable of making it, it's not necessary.
Madam Chair?
Representative Parkinson.
Somewhere in here it says may on the part of the county court. It's permissive, and they can make it more strict somewhere. Where is it?
Don't they have that option right now under current law?
No.
To what?
To be more strict in the FUS. Certainly,
yeah.
More
strict. Did we find it?
No.
What's your language?
No, I'm talking about where the county, where we said the county may adopt, may use more. Oh. Section 3, the county may allow the following, you know.
Well, I think section 2, in accordance with 197, the commission shall amend the goals to authorize counties to designate land. It doesn't require them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
just
it.
Just authorize.
Thank you.
That's it.
Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Bradford.
No.
Representative Hill.
No.
Representative Parkinson.
No.
Representative Priestley.
Aye.
Representative Traynor.
No.
Representative Truth. Representative Van Lennon. Aye. Chair Wheeler. Aye. Motion fails. To the main motion. It is not necessary to name the agriculture operation. I think we've had enough discussion. Any further comments? Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Bradbury.
No.
Representative Hill.
No.
Representative Parkinson. Aye.
Representative Priestley. Aye. Representative Traynor. Aye. Representative Truth. Representative Van
Lennon. Aye. Representative Anderson. Aye. Chair
Dooley. No. Motion passes. Madam Chair, question. Two questions. One question.
Representative Parkinson.
This is
floor session
over.
Yes, we are going to adjourn. We're going to take a lunch break. We will be back in this room and yes, Representative Parkinson.
Is it truly Representative Priestley from the hospital?
I've been gone.
I've been
broken arm.
Broken arms. We have a member by Representative Van Leeuwen. I think this is the only thing we have left in marginal lands. Representative Van Leeuwen asked that when we looked at the density on marginal lands, she's got him here. Representative Van Leeuwen, do you want to explain your amendment, please?
This was an idea that was presented, and I talked about it in committee the other day, if we're talking about the same thing, was the minimum lot size, and I'm not hung up on the 10 or 5 or whatever it is. But the suggestion there was that the people who are allowed to build on marginal land that's next to a resource land, either ag or forestry, be encouraged by some method to not build right next to the resource. So to move it in somehow so that there isn't the potential conflict all the time with the practices that are carried on in the resource land, the spraying, the field burning, whatever it happens to be that they are next to. And Elizabeth maybe had better recommendation. I don't know whether you wrote any better words than what we had here or not.
I didn't write down anything. I was just the way I conceived of being able to do it is to require, you can't require a county to require the applicant to place their dwelling on a certain location in the property, because you have no idea what that property looks like. It may be a river bottom, you know, the farthest place from the resource land around it. So really all you could do would be to require them to do some kind of site review and locate the dwelling in the place on the property that minimizes the impact it would have on surrounding, or minimize the effect the surrounding agriculture would have on it, whichever way you wanted to state it. And then you'd have to give the local jurisdiction the kind of discretion to work with the applicant and find a place, keeping in mind how much road they might have to build to do it, all of those things. I don't know whether you'd want to balance that or whether you'd want to make only one criteria, and that was minimizing the impact, however you wanted to do it. But I cannot conceive of any way of making an absolute mandatory where you shall place it. It's just going to have to be sort of a standard that they use.
Madam Chair.
Representative Trainer.
Could this issue be addressed by the...